Welcome to the debate. When a city builds a nuclear reactor, the massive concrete containment dome goes up like long before a single uranium rod actually arrives.
Right, you build the safety first.
Exactly, you build it first. But this week, the AI industry just fired up several massive new reactors. I mean, from the White House's $5 billion Genesis mission to this huge rollout of GPT 5.6 into major enterprise environments.
Yeah, it's basically everywhere now.
It really is. So the question we have to ask today is, did we ever actually finish building the dome? I look at this past week and I honestly see a massive win for society. We are finally building the enterprise infrastructure to, you know, responsibly match the technology.
Well, I mean, I don't think we've built the dome at all. When you juxtapose this week's massive civilian and government rollouts against the latest safety evaluations, we are looking at a really dangerous acceleration.
A dangerous acceleration?
Yeah. Raw capabilities and especially the military integration are just drastically outpacing our actual ability to control these systems.
But let's look at how it's actually being deployed, right? The White House just dropped $5 billion to integrate AI into 15 different agencies for the Genesis mission.
Sure, $5 billion is a massive mobilization.
It's huge. And they're doing things like uncovering root causes of pediatric cancer, mapping critical infrastructure. And they aren't just letting these models run wild.
Well, that really depends on your definition of running wild.
I mean, when frontier models like Claude Opus 5 are deployed on cloud providers, they're using zero data retention. The moment the AI solves a problem, say analyzing a sensitive power grid, it forgets the data entirely. That is how you scale safely.
Okay, you're talking about secure perimeters. And zero data retention is great for data privacy, obviously. But you're completely ignoring the assets sitting inside that perimeter.
How so?
We have to separate IT security from model safety. The summer 2026 Future of Life Institute AI Safety Index just dropped, right? And despite these enterprise security wrappers, the models themselves lack fundamental safety guarantees.
Right, but the wrappers add a layer of...
But giving Anthropic or OpenAI an A in server security means absolutely nothing when they are getting a D in basic existential control mechanisms.
Yeah, but isn't IT security a form of control in itself? I mean, we are seeing global governance stepping up. The European Commission literally just laid out clear transparency guidelines mapping out provider obligations.
Guidelines aren't guarantees, though.
No, but technically speaking, putting a frontier model in a virtual private cloud with strict access controls so it can't pull unauthorized data, it's like putting a highly infectious pathogen in a secure biolab. Yes, the entity inside is powerful, but those strict technical perimeters effectively manage the frontier risks while giving us profound civilian benefits.
I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that. Let me tell you why. Your secure biolab analogy, it assumes the virus can't talk to the scientists.
Well, they are language models, so...
Exactly. If a model is capable of autonomous deception, it doesn't need to hack the server. It can just socially engineer the developer monitoring it to open the door.
Okay, that's a bit of a sci-fi scenario.
Not really. It's a documented risk. At that point, your secure cloud environment is just a glass cage. And this gets infinitely more dangerous when we move from civilian deployment to the military pivot we saw this week.
I know. When people hear that the military is getting involved with AI, alarm bells immediately go off. But, you know, engaging with national security doesn't inherently mean we're building Terminators.
When major players like Anthropic, OpenAI, DeepMind, and Meta suddenly reverse their military use bans, the alarm bells should absolutely go off.
They're just updating policies for defense contracts.
We have xAI integrating into the Pentagon without ideological constraints. That is their phrasing. That is not a biolab. That is rapid weaponization happening while the models are still fundamentally misaligned.
The shift toward national security is real. I'll give you that. But look closely at how the top-tier companies are handling it. They are maintaining strict red lines.
Red lines that they themselves draw and can easily erase?
Well, refusing the Pentagon's demands for autonomous weapons or domestic surveillance, that isn't a reckless abandonment of safety. It's principled engagement. They are building AI to defend democratic institutions rather than blindly handing over the keys.
But principled engagement is a very fragile defense when the technology fundamentally outpaces the governance frameworks meant to rein it in, right? We are seeing massive real-world deployment across government systems right now.
Yeah, the scale is completely unprecedented.
Right, and capabilities are advancing without credible plans for control.
Well, it seems we can both agree that AI reached a totally new frontier of systemic integration this week. Where we remain fundamentally divided, I think, is whether our current safety and IT infrastructure can actually contain the scale of what we just fired up.
Exactly. The tension between this unprecedented civilian potential and unmitigated existential risk has just never been sharper.
There is a profound value in examining these dual realities, and clearly there is much more to explore in the material as these massive deployments unfold. We'll leave it to our listeners to decide if the containment dome is truly secure. For more practical AI analysis, visit Agent Lab Journal. We also help companies configure AI agents, automate workflows, and connect AI to real business tools. The website link is in the episode description.